say Gedalot Tzvistim. So Rashi wants to live it all. Yours like Rosh on this. That's what he sees in the Mishnah, that whenever, when it's a Birchas HaYachid, like Kiddush HaAvdalah, that you say Shema Kaina, so that you could say Shema Kaina and they have a bracha also. But if it's a bracha like Chazoras HaShat, so then you see, that's not based on Shema Kaina. Shmonesu, you don't say Shema Kaina. It's a din that the Tzibur offers one Tfila, one Shmonesu, and whoever listens is Yotzeh, not really Yotzeh based on Shema Kaina, he's part of the Tzibur, so everybody's Yotzeh. So that has to go in units of brachas. And if the Shatz Rishon was called the Emsa Bracha, the new Shatz Shem, the Tachan has to start in Chilos HaBracha. So you see that by benching the Zuman also. The Gemara has in the beginning of Shlosh HaShachlu, places close to the Rif, when perfect the Gemara like this. Let's say you want to bench the Zuman. A group of people want to bench the Zuman. And it's too difficult for any one of the people to say the whole benching from the beginning to the end. Because when you bench the Zuman, Bizmana Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, you're supposed to do it like that today also. Suppose that one person say the whole benching out loud. Yikir Adin, only one person says the benching, the others don't say it all. The Mechaber recommends that Bizmana is there, we don't pay attention so much. So although one should say the whole benching out loud, everybody should say along softly with them. But with one ear, they're supposed to pay attention to the Mizaman who's saying the whole benching out loud. So the way the Tesis quotes from the Rif, and the second daf in Shlosh HaShachlu, Rokhas, and Omad Aleph, so the Tesis quotes a Kiddush from the Rif, how many people can you divide the benching Mizuman among? Among how many people can you divide it? So the Rif learns in the Gemara that each Brocha can have one person. Azanus HaKol has to have one person. Yodzilach has to have one person. Lachin has to have one person. Atadam Meitav has to have one person. And then the Baal Shulchan and Bishlach to the Harinu, that's the discussion in the Gemara. Is that one Brocha till the end of Azanus HaKol, or is that two Brochas? Can you switch in the middle? Can you switch in the middle? I personally never saw anybody switch in the middle of benching his unit. But they record that the Chafetz Chaim always did it. The Chafetz Chaim used to daven in Nisach HaGroch. So when he said benching, he would say Bani Yerushalayim Mamin. He didn't want to say Bani Yerachim of Yerushalayim Mamin. It's a Nisach HaGroch like the Mechaber. Then you say Bani Yerushalayim Mamin. So he didn't want it to be conspicuous that he's changing from everybody else. So in order that he shouldn't stand out, so when they would be mechaber him to bench the Zuman, he was a kohen. So they always gave him that he should bench the Zuman. He was the oldest one. He was 80 years older than anybody else around. He lived forever. So when he died, they wrote about him in the New York Times that he was 105. I think that's not correct. He wasn't 105, but he was much older than most people were. He was deep into his 90s. So when he would bench the Zuman, he wouldn't want to. He said everything out loud, like he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. So at Brachim, he would switch and give the Becher to his son-in-law, that his son-in-law should continue benching the Zuman, and he said from Rachim on. So he said, B'nei B'rachim al Yerushalayim on. And the Chafetz Chaim switched that it shouldn't be noticeable. It's not noticeable. He switched in the middle of benching. I guess he made believe that he's tired. Made believe that he's tired. That's what they write. The people who lived in his home, they write like that. That whenever he benched, he would do like that. So here, so also apparently, benching, you're not supposed to be mitzvah the others with Shemei Koina. Benching and Kriyashma and Birchas HaNenin and Kriyashma and Shmoneh, you're not supposed to be mitzvah the other people like Shemei Koina. We have an institution of Chazoras HaShat, and we have an institution of benching Mizuman. That's a different thing, but that's not the same as Shemei Koina. So here in the Shulchan Aruch, he talks about the Birchas Kriyashma, that we allow the Chazan to be mitzvah the Tzibur. The Ramos said you should have to have Bo'asori, quote Rabbeinu Yoina, the last two lines on page 184. The Mechaber is also on that assumption. The Mechaber is quoting on Yerushalmi on that assumption. That when the Chazan says the Birchas Kriyashma out loud to be Moitzi the Tzibur, he has to say a whole bracha. You don't say, it's not based on Shemei Kaina that you can be Moitzi and a half a bracha. It has to go with units of a bracha. So if the Chazan got confused in the middle of Yetzirah, how could you consider? Chazan gets mixed up in the middle of the first bracha Yetzirah and he can't finish. But does the new Chazan take over from the Tchilos Osa bracha? Or does he take over from the middle where he left off? So the Mechaber writes, he has to go with Tchilos HaBracha. But what Tchilos HaBracha depends. If he already finished Kiddusha, Koresh and Baruch, then the second half is considered a separate bracha. So the new Chazan can start from Mikel Baruch Nimoisi Tehna. That's it, the bracha that Hashem comes. Mikel Baruch Nimoisi Tehna, that's treated like a separate bracha. So Chanan says later that that's treated like Bein Aprochim. That's also Yerushalmi. That's the same Yerushalmi is over here. That's treated like Bein Aprochim, not Bein Tzahakere. That's like Bein Aprochim. And if the first chazan was nishtafik, he got mixed up before he finished the kedusha, then the new chazan has to start from the beginning of Yetzer Hara Reich Harshef, even though he was paying attention when the first chazan said. You can't be mitzi the tzibur in a half of bracha because it's supposed to be a bracha of tzibur. So you see, the Mechabez Yerushalmi is also like the Ramah. He's assuming like the Ramah that you can only be mitzi the others by asara. It's like Chazaras Hashas. That really Birchas Kriyashma is treated like Kriyashma also. That you don't allow Shemei Kohen and Kriyashma, you really don't allow Shemei Kohen and Birchas Kriyashma either. We're only, unless the Mamash Hashas of Chaz, the guy has laryngitis, he's sick, or safer in a boor. You have no choice. Or if you have Basara, like Chazaras Hashas, if you have Basara, like Ben Shemizuman. So that's what it says over here. And why does it depend if he made the mistake before the completion of Kedusha or after? So the Mishkan is Yankov writes in his Tshuva, he thinks that this Yerushalmi follows the view that the Mechaber quoted in Siv Gimel, that you need a minion for the Kedusha of the Yotzer. If you don't need a minion for the Kedusha of the Yotzer, so it's just one long story from the beginning of the Yotzer Rabbi Choshev till Yotzer. So how does it end up? Yotzer Rabbarach. Why should you say that the Kedusha of Yotzer is a turning point, and Mikhail Baruch Nimoisitainu is considered a different unit and is Ben Aprochim? So he says, obviously, the Yerushalmi thinks that you need a minion for this Kedusha. So that's the completion of the first unit of the Birchas Yotzerot. And then it's like the second unit is Mikhail Baruch Nimoisitainu. That's a separate unit. So that's the Shaila, according to the Ramah, who said in Siv Gimel that you don't need a minion for Kedusha the Yotzer. So why do we leave Siv Hey, according to the way the Mishkan is Yankov said, but this is all Tully's ever there. So why do we leave Siv Hey the way it is? And later on I'm going to say that in between Kedusha and Mikhail Baruch and Mesi Tenu, it's treated like Bein HaProkin. Why should it be like Bein HaProkin? Manishkana, it's one long bracha. Asher Yotzer is a long bracha also. So there's no Bein HaProkin, there's Ben Tzaper. Why should you treat after Kedusha, it's treated as if it's a separate unit, a separate bracha?
Only unless if you have a story, then the sort of people can be like from breakfast to nice people on the fish by also.
Can you be might be someone else with the Kriyashma also? What if you have a Sora?
Right.
I don't think so. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to unless you have a situation of a cipher and a board. You have no choice. Then you leave right back to the Ikad in their eyes. I mean, I'll tell you, say Shemekhan and everything. These three exceptions to the rule that the Yerushalmi listed is only the Rabbanon Lechatchila Hechadesh. Hechadalayash. So Layash. So you leave right back to the Din
their eyes. So this also only to the end of it?
No. That's Lechatchila. That's like Benchim. That's like Benchim Mizumi.
So what's the distinction
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay, good, we'll stop here. The pin is supposed to cut it through eye and hair, I think. That's a lot of...